Which was it then, service transmission or aerosols? Should we be more afraid of contaminated elevator buttons or people breathing near us? Did scientists even know? The shift in advice about masks spooked me, I must admit. Not because of the new advice itself. I was more than happy to wear a mask if the expert said I should, but because of the ominous message I sensed beneath it. Scientists were figuring this thing out on the fly. The most earnest pronouncements from the world's smartest experts suddenly sounded like little more than well-meant, educated guesses. As this devastating year draws to its raggedy close, it's worth taking a moment to wonder what the long-term effect will be of watching scientists bob and weave on their way to a better understanding of the coronavirus and how to thwart the disease it causes, COVID-19, all out in public and all at breakneck speed. Even for a science geek like me, it has been unsettling to watch them debate, disagree, pivot, and reassess. I've been wishing, instead, that some lab-coated hero would just swoop in and make it go away. I was a baby in 1955 when Jonas Salk introduced his polio vaccine and vanquished a dread disease. Ever after, my mother spoke his name with reverence. As scientists hustled to deliver us from a terrifying, seemingly intractable plague, there could be another happy ending, one that involves not just survival, but also wisdom. If we learn any big takeaway from this doleful experience, I hope it's not that our fellow human beings are myopic fools, but that the scientific process can be trusted to get us through an existential crisis.